Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've been asking you guys, are you confident or are you concerned when it comes to Game 3? And if neither appropriately describes you, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We also have people shouting out Tigers that need to step up. Someone says, pick a number 1 through 9.
Sure.
Dingler was the vote from John and Gov. I said, how about the guy that's going to swing first? Gleyber Torres, the veteran at the top of the order. He's been hitting 190 in the postseason. Let's get to Mark. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm exhausted. Like, these guys, I remember talking to my dad before the All-Star break. This like what it was like watching them in 84. And since the All-Star break, they've just... it's exhausting. And good heavens, I hope they win today and tomorrow, and we don't have to go back to Seattle, but I'm exhausted. That's all it is. So, and I think Riley Green's got to... He's got to hit a walk-off home run.
Okay,
today.
You're exhausted, but you're not checked out, right?
Oh, heck no. Not until they're done. Hey, it ain't over till, you know, the big lady sings. So, no, I'm not checked out at all, but I'm just exhausted, and that's all. And I love you guys. God bless your show. go Irish.
You had me till that.
I'm sorry. Hey, well, I live down here in... down in Notre Dame country. I live in Goshen, Indiana. So
okay.
It is what it is.
Yep.
I can't help it.
We'll take a Go Tigers. We'll meet there.
I was okay, you're right. Go Tigers. I was raised on the movie Rudy and Hoosiers. So, hey, Go Tigers. You guys have a good day.
You too, Mark.
You too.
He says he's exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a lot of Tigers fans are exhausted. It's every single game has been a tough watch.
Baseball season's long. Arguably too long. And when you think you're going to get to kick your feet up and have a first round bye and be excited for playoffs and we're going to go further than last year. September was September.
Well,
they've had to fight and claw and scratch just to get back to where they were a year ago. And now we really find out.
Yeah. The last time you were able to kick your feet up was the first two games in New York.
Yeah.
And since then, it has been exhausting.
Isn't the stat that at game 3 against Cleveland was the first time they scored more than 3 runs since New York?
Sounds right.
I mean, it's hard to
3 runs in an inning or
no, in a game.
Oh boy.
You can
I think that was
him.
The stat. I mean, it's hard to be hopeful when you're in that prolonged of a hitting slump. It can flip just like that.
Well, but
and we
thing.
Might all be celebrating tomorrow morning.
I sure hope we're doing a party tomorrow morning. We thought there may have been a flipping of the switch when they took down Cleveland in game 3 and Dingler got the party really going and then they had the big 7th inning, right? The problem is then they went into Seattle and struck out 26 times in 2 games. So in terms of like carrying the momentum over and like hitting's contagious, haven't seen it.
There's also an element here though. It really, really does matter that they won game 1 and not game 2 in terms of our mood.
If they had lost the bullpen day, the Melton start, you throw a rookie out there, you lose because Raleigh and Rodriguez do their thing, but then Skubal nails things down.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, the mentality. We're human. Yeah.
It's 5-5. That's the scoring in this series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have scored more than 3 runs. They lost to Miami. They scored 4, but it took 11 innings.
That was in regulation.
Yeah. 5 against Cleveland, but again in 10 innings. And then it was, they did score 5 against Atlanta in the middle of those 3 games.
That was the one game during that whole stretch that they never, ever, ever should have lost.
Yeah. Is that the one where Torque gave him the lead on, it was a Saturday?
Yeah. I think Vest imploded.
Yeah,
I
think that's what it was too.
Yeah.
Good times. Ticket text 2485. Look, they're still alive. As exhausting as it is, we're rooting like hell that they find a way to get it done today. And again, like, their bats are not the better bats, but their bats are going to have to come up with a way. And it may be AJ, and it may be a move, and it may be getting their first-year manager to blink, okay? It may be that Flaherty has tapped into something and can string together some good starts at the end of the season here. He certainly looked good in his last postseason start. Texter says, I am neither confident or concerned. I'm excited to have playoff baseball back in Detroit and will hang on every pitch for as long as the Tigers stay alive. Tom in Flat Rock says, can the offense do me a favor and push like 4 runs across? If we do that, I think we can win.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Impatient is my word. I just want the game to start and see how they're going to respond to the home crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking about the impatient guy because last night I checked that weather forecast. That rain may be going 5-6 o'clock tonight. Who knows? Let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, good morning.
Morning, guys. I am fired up. Let's go. We got playoff baseball today. And at home, we haven't had an environment like this in a while since last year. But I think this is a different circumstance where, pressure is more on Seattle, I think, than the Tigers. So I'm super pumped. I don't really get the people saying that they're a little bit checked out. I get we were slumping at the end of the season, but we still got a big opportunity ahead of us. I will say one person that is super hard to watch at the plate has been Wenzel Perez. I don't even know his stats at the end of the year, but I know he started to, slip downhill. So it'd be really nice to see him get going. If he gets going, I think this lineup can be a lot more dangerous. Obviously, other people taken into factor, but watching him has just been super, super tough. I don't know if he'll be in the lineup today or really obviously what AJ has planned, being a switch hitter more likely than not, but definitely Wenzel Perez.
It would be nice to see him get going. In the month of September, he was batting under 200 with the 601 OPS. And in the playoffs to this point, he's batting well under 100.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. And seeing him, like, his at-bats don't even look confident or really, like, he's not that he's not putting effort, but he's not fighting pitches off. He's a lot of swing and miss. And his swing and miss look like he doesn't even know, what pitch is coming. And it's hard to kind of watch. A lot of players have looked like that lately, but
yeah, I was going
to
say it's kind of a take your pick, right? Like the guys who have delivered in the postseason, it's a much smaller list. So Javi is leading the team in batting average, .316. Mm-hmm. Shout out Javier. You're getting decent contributions. Riley Green is hitting .300 in the postseason. People might not realize that. And Carpenter is .278, but it's a lot of guys. As a team, they're hitting .186. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys that need to pull their weight. Let's get to another phone call. Steven Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am excited for the atmosphere and for the game. I'm going to be watching it. I'm not checked out. But I am concerned for the series. Just because this team, this Tiger team, needs to string together hits. And it's been well said by the commentary teams and but you can't do that when you strike out. The strikeouts, and it's not just one pitcher. It's not just, they can't hit Luis Castillo or they can't. It's the every starting pitcher. It's every bullpen guy. Swing and miss third time through a lineup, second time through a lineup. It's just when you go against a team that can beat you with one swing of a bat from multiple guys, not just Cal Riley, not just Luis Rodriguez, but it can be Naylor. I know he might not be playing, but it could be Polanco as we saw.
Yep.
It's just very hard to win a series with this type of baseball. And that's why I'm concerned. I was even concerned after the first game just because the amount of strikeouts. And it wasn't just the series. Cleveland in September, the strikeouts are a problem. And it's not going to continue.
Yeah, that, the level of strikeouts without the power, because that's been the trade-off in this era of baseball, is if you're going to strike out a lot, at least you're swinging from the, you know, from the heels and you're driving the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They aren't hitting for power, and they're having all the strikeout problems. And it's not just Saturday night with the weird strike zone. It's the entirety of the postseason, and to his point, even the month of September.
Super quick because we got AJ, but you saw the Seattle, the striking out. Yeah, but Polanco hit two homers.
Yep.
One guy hits, brings the power, and it changes it's okay things. To eat those strikeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the phones. Tony in Davidson, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
John, go blue.
Go blue.
Bear with me here. Slightly confident and more optimistic. So we're going to go with confimistic.
Okay.
The last two games were a little bit close in the scoring-wise, but despite our bats being a little dead, we still did have a couple chances to not blow it open, but kind of pad the lead a little more because, you know, in our bullpen, we need it. But I'm feeling optimistic that bats are going to heat up here the next couple games. Like a term they need is a little bit of boom, boom, pow. And I think they're going to get it.
Heather, your thoughts?
Of course. Let's get a little more boom, boom, pow.
What was your word again, Tony?
Confimistic.
Confimistic, yeah.
He's confimistic.
Slightly confident, more optimistic.
There you go.
Language of origin. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes, yes, yes.
Please tell me they hit like three home runs today and we can come back with a montage tomorrow.
Yeah, boom, boom, pow.
It'd be awesome. AC in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am hoping for a win, but I'm dreading it at the same time because I feel like the further the Tigers go, the more fuel and ammunition Scott Harris is going to have to say, put his nose up in the air and say, look, I was right. I didn't need to make any moves. Everything I did was right. I know what I'm talking about. You guys are peons and don't know anything. So, like, I want the Tigers to win, but I just feel that coming. It's looming. Scott Harris is just kind of hiding in the shadows, waiting to come out and just drop receipts on everybody.
Sure, but I'm not going to say anything is justified. We all would have wanted more help at the deadline, but if they make it to the ALCS, in some regards, 51% right?
He cut one of the people he traded for at the deadline.
No, he cut a lot of them.
He did not have a good trade deadline. Regardless of if they advanced, yeah. They didn't have a good deadline. I get what you're saying. As much as you don't want to be made to be out like, well, wait, I'm the fool for wanting my team to get better, and he got away with it by not doing anything at the deadline, and now maybe this will be his mentality moving forward. At the same time, can you please put that in its proper context? That is a small fraction of what actually matters. Like, imagine, and he said he wants them to win, so his head's in the right place, but I couldn't imagine getting to a mindset where I want to stick it to my president of baseball ops so bad. Or I don't want him to have...
actively rooting against them?
Yeah, yeah. Like, how dare he be uppity and we win? Like, he could be uppity. Go win the World Series.
Yeah. And then he has a chance to, I mean, then he has a chance to be more right because he didn't let go of any of the prospects. And we're expecting that 1 through 9 are going to be contributors, right?
Like, is at the end of the day, don't we want him to be right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand the sentiment of, like, that means we were wrong and nobody likes to be wrong. But if him being right means they got away with it, they advanced further than they should, that the organization's in a good spot, like, shouldn't we want him to be right?
Yes. And you want him to be right, but you also want him to... And this is where the arrogance or smugness comes in, that he won't do anything different moving forward, right, because some of it has been smoke and mirrors. A lot of it's been smoke and mirrors.
It is.
And we would all love to be sitting where the Dodgers are, right? Because you're just taking on a good team and you've just you've put the bats to it.
You're right. Nobody wants to have him have a lackluster offseason and deadlines right. to come off the back of this run. I understand that point. My point is winning is good.
Yes.
Bold take, John. Winning is good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.